MRP inputs, process, and outputs roadmap. Because of the complex interactions of dependent inventory items and the dynamic nature of inventory levels, material requirements planning, MRP is implemented through software, either standalone applications or processes integrated into enterprise resources planning, ERP applications. This content aims at helping you understand what is happening in the background of such automated systems. Understanding how the system works, even if many things are automated, may help, for example, when tracking down the root cause of an error. Exhibit 4-50 shows MRP as a process with inputs and outputs. In planning, MRP looks for data that will identify what to order, the parts indicated in the bills of material, how much to order, rules in the planning factors, and when to release the order and schedule receipt, the master production schedule, and lead time data, part of the planning factors. Exhibit 4-50, MRP inputs and outputs. The master production schedule, MPS, is the key input to MRP. The MPS is a line on the master schedule that reflects the anticipated build of finished goods across a number of periods, the planning horizon. It results from the alignment of organizational strategy, demand forecasts, production plans, material and capacity availability, and existing inventory. It contributes to MRP time phase gross requirements across the planning periods. MRP outputs include planned orders for purchased items or production orders and action messages. Note that MRP and ERP systems can vary, and the system you are familiar with may do these tasks in different ways. Inputs. MRP requires a broad range of input data, as shown in Exhibit 4-51. Bills of material, planning factors, and inventory data are sources for the inputs in the above exhibit. The inventory data input is split into planning factors, static information that changes rarely, and inventory status, dynamic information that is updated after any related transaction occurs. Exhibit 4-52 shows the MPS as the primary input plus these other inputs. In addition to a description, the exhibit indicates where these records might be found. In addition to these primary sources of input, MRP systems may also accept independent demand orders for things such as spare parts. While the primary purpose of MRP is to calculate dependent demand, when there is independent demand for the same components already being scheduled, this is also handled by MRP, process and outputs. MRP takes the end item due dates and quantities from the master production schedule and the other inputs just discussed and creates a time phase priority plan for the component parts. This plan proposes order release dates and the corresponding order receipt dates for purchasing and production. The plan also schedules final assembly operations. This priority plan takes the form of net requirements, requirements after accounting for what is already in inventory, planned order receipts, due dates for components, and planned order releases when the component needs to be ordered or production started based on its lead time. These outputs become inputs to purchasing and production activity control, PAC. While the release and receipt dates for orders are provided as inputs, purchasing and PAC managers will determine how to implement and control these orders. When purchasing professionals decide to release planned orders, it results in sending purchase orders to suppliers. When PAC professionals decide to release planned orders, it results in sending manufacturing orders, also called shop orders or open shop orders, to the factory. Now let's look at the MRP inputs, process, and outputs in more detail.